Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
The devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. Go through being
praise the Lord. This is Ayuda de la Iente from the YouTube page, and you are joining the Ready Church Contending for the Faith broadcast. Yes, we are to contend for the faith that was given to the saints. So that's what we are doing. Last week, I joined you discussing the gospel music. I will continue on. We had Sister Annette join us at the end of our blog talk last week. And we had some difficulties in the beginning trying to get the guests connected. But in any event, sometimes we have guests on our blog talk here. And occasionally, maybe sometimes our guests will forget or, things happen. But we will continue on, okay? Leandra Johnson is a prominent gospel artists, I guess, really in high demand for singing and doing different concerts around it, different events around the country. So Leandra Johnson is a gospel artist by name who is pretty much in demand as far as the music industry is concerned now. She started a church called Imperfect People Changing the Game. Now, if you listen to the the acronym of IPC, and you know what this stands for, once I just said it is Imperfect People Changing the Game. If you hear Imperfect People Changing the Game, you would know that like this is a church saying that talking about playing a game. God's work is not a game, and we are to be alert and we are to be on guard. So, the enemy can't deceive us. He can't maneuver in. The scripture talks about people that are, they come as sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves, and they have different motives. The gifts and the callings are without repentance, so she has a gift to sing. Leandra is a talented artist. She's a talented singer, as many of the other ones. But we're not to be maneuvered by a gift, a mere gift. But we are supposed to be geared to the anointing. The anointing is what destroys the yoke. So a gift can get you a little hyped. It can get you excited and different things like that. But we are not to be swayed by that. We're not to follow people because of their gifting to sing. We're supposed to be looking at the lifestyle and are they really representing who they say they're representing. If you say you are a follower of Christ, if you say you're a saint, if you say you are a believer in Jesus Christ and following him adequately, we should see that by your fruits. A tree is known by the fruit it bears. So if you are producing bad fruit, or if you're imperfect people trying to change the game, what you call in the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news gospel of Jesus Christ, you call that a game? It is not. It is not. You know, people are dying every day. People, you know, there's so much news. Sometimes we don't even know where to start with it. It is so much news. There is so much going on. And then for people to come inside the house of the Lord to play games and present that to be truth, it is not. It is not by a long shot the truth. So we're supposed to be following the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're supposed to be doing what he places in our hearts to do as it aligns with his scripture. So whatever we're doing, we're supposed to be making sure it is truth. We're supposed to be making sure that it is aligned with the scripture. You know, the word of God should always agree with what you're doing, you know. You know, the spirit and the word, it has to agree, you know, if you are in the faith, you know. So the fruits, every tree is known by the fruit it bears. I was noticing that there is a network called the SocialCam. And the SocialCam is a very increasing network. It has a lot of people up there posting different things. And if you notice, there are a lot of gospel artists who are able to interact and who are able to put a lot of their videos on the SocialCam. And I was seeing different videos, even Ricky Dillard, you know, he is a very flamboyant type of artists, and you know they were singing and doing different types of whirling moves and gyrations on stage, and I was able to watch that and just see how these people are, you know, falling for it. You know, a lot of people are falling for it, you know, because broad is the way that's leading to destruction. There are a lot of people on it. It might be amusing to people. It might be entertaining to people, but you know, the gospel is not meant to entertain people. It's meant to change people's lives. It's meant to bring people out of darkness into the marvelous light. You know, and that light is Jesus Christ. You know, he can change you, you know, from the inside out. He can do anything but fail. So I'm a witness of that. I know that I saw a lot of people smoking awful on the network, and how he's up there, you know, like literally has his son up there. I know his son is trying to train him up in the industry. And as we saw on the Celebration of Gospel earlier this year, which is hosted by Steve Harvey, and it has been ever since it started, you know, over a decade ago. So when Steve Harvey even came on the show, he said, you know, how are they going to get, people are saying, how are they going to get a secular host? And he said, how are you going to get secular singers to sing on the program? So it has been a lot of, you know, intermingling as far as nobody has to give up, the world in this. Nobody is really taking up the cross to follow, you know, Jesus Christ. They're not giving up. The sinners in their life, you know, it's pretty much, you know, come along as long as you have a gift. You know, I heard you sing so well in the secular realm, so I'm just going to give you a platform. No, you don't have to get saved. No, you don't have to repent. It's pretty much that, and that is not to be so, and that's not true way to follow, because, you know, we have to live what we preach. We have to, you know, do what is, you know, the word says to do. If we are up here leading people, our lives can display contrariness. It can't be the offset of what you are trying to present, you know. It can't be the do as I say, not as I do syndrome. It can't be that, you know. You have to practice what you preach. I saw Ricky Dillard on the SocialCam with his choir, and they were gyrating and you know dropping the lights out of just all this stuff, and it was a singer he had up there, Lillian Lloyd, and you know, the display of her, you know, just, I mean, you would have to really just see that video, how she was like on the ground and just really acting like a wild woman. It's, you know, the gospel is supposed to be presented in truth. It's supposed to be, you know, we're supposed to be doing what we're supposed to be doing for Christ. And it's just a lot of things going on. And I saw Kira, she saw on the program as well. Kira, she has this album out, and she's working in the studio with her brother and some other people. And as I said, she has Rodney Jerkins' Dark Child. There's nothing about the gospel of Jesus Christ that is dark. It says that we're children of the light. We're supposed to be walking in the light, not darkness. Darkness has to flee. It has to go, you know. So Kiara Sheard was up there singing, and, you know, the display of, you know, even if you're a woman up there, and your display is very seductive, I would say. If you up there with your tight jeans on and different things, I mean, they could bring out, you know, some man or somebody in there, they're lust or anything. It bring up this, that's what it's doing. It's bringing out, it's enticing to somebody, you know, to people. You know, so people that you're supposed to be trying to draw, so you got to make sure you display yourself as of Christ. You have to, you know, it was just, and you would have to see what I'm talking about. Hopefully you can discern what I'm saying. It's the truth, because, you know, these gospel artists, they're out to make the record sales. And if they don't make the record sales, a lot of the companies, they're dropping some of the artists. But on this term, I will say that a lot of these people, as you're saying, they are in the elite group. You know, they are sold out to the devil, and they would do anything to sustain the momentum of their success, as they call it. That's world success is what they call it. Even Kimber Bell, she said she would do whatever it takes to sustain the momentum of her success, and it's even as she's supposed to be representing the gospel of Jesus Christ, but yet she has to take Beyonce's You Must Not Know About Me song and present that to people to seem cool, or to just intermingle and to bring her and truth together, just to, you know, and present that to be the truth, which is not, you know. There is no darkness in Christ. There, you know, and as you saw, I think on the Ready Church YouTube, there was a video of Kim Burrell and her manager, Krishna Lewis is her manager. He's a model and all this. And there, when he got sick, she said she was lost. You know, if you're a preacher and you are a Christian, you are elder or somebody in his life, you're feeling lost. Jesus Christ is supposed to be leading you, which we see is not, you know, evident in her life, because the tree is known by the fruit it bears, you know. And so she was rolling around on the floor. I mean, she's an unmarried woman, but even so, why would you be rolling around on the floor with your manager? And just, it was just an ungodly display. And yes, we can judge. The scripture actually tells us to judge. And many people try to mix up the scripture, and they talk about judge not. And that's a way to accommodate them to do whatever they want to do. Even Fred Hammond, he has a video on social cam, which he says, don't judge him. I mean, what I saw his video, it's a certain video that he has on the social cam, and he was talking, and then I heard the blues, the secular music playing in the background, and I immediately knew that, like, okay, this gospel artist is not following Christ. I mean, he immediately said right then, he said, don't judge me, and then he said it, whatever artist that he was listening to. And so, you know, they're doing this. And then he, you know, the pure things and stuff, it's just seen as something that the gospel artists are doing. And even the tattoos, she was on the Celebration of Gospel. She wanted to show her tattoo on her, you know, near her ankle. And there's Byron Cage, he's getting scriptures tattooed on him. You know, they're going here regardless of what the word says. They're doing whatever they want to do. And somehow, because they are on a platform, the church at large is supposed to accept it. And the church at large is accepting it. But the true people that God has out there, I know the people at the Ready Church, us here at the Ready Church, are not the only ones that are standing up for truth. I know that even when it doesn't seem like anybody else is standing up, you may be out there in the listening audience and you may have been thinking the same thing, but if you are, and if you are doing truth, and if you are able to discern in this last, in evil days, still stand up for the truth. Still stand up for the truth. I don't care what it looks like, what it seems like. There's only going to be a few that finds the straight and narrow way. And so it's just so much going on. I will say that back to Leandra Johnson, she has a church down in Atlanta that is Imperfect People Changing the Game. I see that she has been raised in the church. Her father's a bishop and so forth and so on. She plays different instruments and sings, and the family sings as well. By a lot of YouTube videos and postings, we're able to see that. And just, she had some children out of wedlock and different things, and all, you know, she's not married right now. And while even after she had a, she became famous through the Sunday's Best, when she was discovered to, you know, have been pregnant, I guess, by other people, bringing it to, you know, the forefront, you know, because evidently she knew she was pregnant, but everybody else didn't know it. So when it was brought out, she just pretty much said, okay, like she was angry with people and singing songs like "He Without Sin, Let Him Cast the First Stone." And, you know, there are people that are, some people, they feel like they're against, you know, the people as, you know, just as a person, but we're against the sin. And it is not to bring anybody down. It is to, you know, point you to the cross. And, it is to say that, you know, the standards that once was, is, you know, being dropped. But God's word never changed. So why should our standards be lower, okay? It's saying that when Leandra got pregnant, instead of her sitting down and acknowledging that, you know, hey, I've sinned, and I'm leading a lot of people astray. I mean, it's apparent, it's open. When you're pregnant, and then you get up there and you travel around church to church, laying hands, so-called prophesying, transferring spirits, and unrepentant, or just really an unrepentant heart of the sin that, you know, that is so adequately displayed. And to make songs like that, "He Without Sin, Let Him Cast the First Stone," nobody's throwing a physical stone at you, for one, and that's what that scripture was pertaining to. And then secondly, we're supposed to be our brothers and sisters' keeper. We're supposed to be, you know, covering them. And yes, we're covering them in prayer, and we're supposed to let the people know that this is error that she's presenting. This is error. This is not truth. You can't get up there and you know, live contrary from the scripture and then present that to be the truth. And somehow, as time goes by, the standards of God's word is diminished. That's not right. God's word doesn't change. It's always going to be the same. You know, the heavens and earth should pass away, but God's word is going to stand. It's going to stand. The truth that is in it, it is going to stand for sure. And there's no doubt about it. So if you're caught up into T.D. Jakes or anybody, Paula White, who preaches in tight jeans and different things. And I even saw her birthday party, and she's dancing like, I guess, back that thing up like T.D. Jakes says in one of his videos, and doing all this gyrating stuff. And it's like a party, and she was breaking it down, and it's just like you'd be like, what in the world is going on here? You know, these people were, you know, false prophets. They were ordained to do what they're doing. And these are the people that, you know, Jesus said to watch out for. I mean, it was stated so clearly in Matthew, it's the 24th chapter, you know, it was stated very clearly in, First Timothy, I believe, in the 4th chapter, even beginning at the first verse. I mean, you just study the word and you know what's going on. You will be alert and you will be on guard as to what the things they're doing. But, you know, follow Jesus Christ, follow his word, and, you know, live your life holy and acceptable to him, and set yourself apart from the things of this world. Because, you know, if you're being swayed into, you know, these singers, which I said, it's just a mere gifting, an ability, but it's not the anointing that is being displayed from a lot of these gospel artists. There may be some, but, you know, if you're getting big-headed and just really into the money and just, you know, just being enticed and being lured by, you know, the Illuminati or anything, you are not following Christ. And you are very deceived if you think you are. But most of these people, they know they are not. And even when you look at videos like this group, that's under the Music World Entertainment, which is Beyonce's father. And they was expressing about how they knew they weren't living right, pretty much, and that they didn't really care by what they were saying, but they made a joke of it. Yes, they pretty much was stating that they didn't care about it at this point, you know. So there are people that are willing to make the gospel a joke. Well, it's not a joke, and Jesus Christ is coming back. He will return. And so, you know, just be alert and be on guard. As I stated, the social cam has gone viral, and there's even Dietrich Haddon's wife, Demita Haddon. She's up there singing and, you know, reciting blues art, R&B artists, songs, and singers that are living contrary to the word of God. And it is not to be. These are people that are supposed to be pastors and preachers. But be alert and be on guard. As I said, it was already stated in the Word of God that these times would come, you know. And, you know, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, you know. So can't be in the world and in the church, you know. At least if you are, if you think you'll be in the middle, you'll get ran over, you know. God doesn't want anybody to perish, but he wants all the people to come into the knowledge of the truth. You know, he's given us free will and free, you know, choice to, you know, do what we want to do. But that choice to follow Jesus Christ is one that you surely should make. And, you know, if you come to him, he will show you how to live. He will show you the right way to go and which way not to go. But you have to delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. You know, only after your heart is being in him will you know the right way and the truth and the things to do. But Jesus Christ will return, and you don't want to leave this earth without, you don't want to leave the world without him. So, you know, I will say that Tone and different ones are on YouTube, and, you know, he wants to be a woman now, be slayed, and the enemy is, you know, certainly slay him, be slayed. And, you know, he's up there really leading people. He's a pastor, you know, because when his father died, he became the pastor. Certain people are being placed in these positions that are, you know, not meant to, you know, lead their lives, or, you know, contrary. Just because you were raised in the church, you might have known church protocol, does not mean that you are meant to lead God's people. You're leading them to destruction. But, you know, and rather than to come in alignment with the scripture, they would rather to say, oh, okay, it's a new time, it's a new season, and we're just going to change everything. Even Mary Magdalene said with the God in Thee song, they said, what is it? It's like 2000 or something. You know, people still tripping off the beat. You know, just whatever loophole and foothold the enemy can slide in, he was sliding in. It's the same thing he was doing in Genesis, back in the Garden of Eden. You know, that Satan, that serpent, you know, called the devil. You know, he's still doing the same thing. You know, he's deceiving people, you know. So you have to be on guard and to be alert. You know, even when we present, even like with Kim Burrell saying different things and Kirk Franklin saying different things, different ones saying different things, we're giving you your own words, you know. We're just playing it back. You know, that's what's being done. So, because you're leading people astray. Even prophetess, apostle, you know, I don't know all of what she's not, as far as accepting these titles, ambassador, going after titles, Juanita Bynum. You know, one person said she would bow to Juanita Bynum's feet in jail or in the pulpit. Who are you following? Honestly, who are you following? You are deceived. You know, because that is not of God. You know, you can't worship, you know, God and a physical person to have them exalted as a God as well. There's not two in it, you know. You know, you're supposed to worship the Lord God and Him only should you serve. You know, you're supposed to give honor where honor is due. But you know, you're not to worship anybody. Worship alone belongs exclusively to the Lord. So, come in alignment with the scripture, you know, and a lot of these prominent leaders or officials, whatever you want to call them, the gospel singers, the pastors, that we're seeing that are being lifted up and exalted, being called the next Billy Graham and different things, you know. And when they're given an opportunity to preach the true gospel of Jesus Christ, they, you know, they don't do it. You know, but God is calling for some people that will be willing to stand. You know, the harvest is ripe, but, you know, the laborers are very, very few. They're few, you know. So we're praying that the Lord would have people that's working in the fields and that's going out into the hedges and highways that are compelling them. That will be true, and that will present the pure word of God, uncompromised, unwatered down. That's what it's going to be, you know. It's going to be, you know, Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noonday, you know. When I get up, it's Jesus. When I go to bed, Jesus. It's just Jesus. It's the Word. It's the Word. It's the Word. It's just going to be like that, you know. That's what he's calling for. Some people that won't be ashamed of him, you know. Because if you be ashamed of him and ashamed of living truthfully and according to his Word, and not backing down. If you'd be ashamed of doing that in front of men, you know what? He's going to be ashamed of you in this, with his father before his father is in heaven. So you want to, you know, do what you're supposed to be doing, and you're not going not to be getting caught up in, you know, the things of and the pleasures of this life, you know. You got to build your hopes on things eternal. You know, faith is, you know, not what you always see. It's what you believe, you know. Faith cometh by hearing the word of God. So you got to have faith in the word, you know. You know, he that comes, you got to first believe. If you don't believe, then you're not following Christ. You know, you got, when you confess with your mouth, and you have to believe in your heart, you know, that God raised Jesus from the dead. You know, you have to believe. And so when you believe, you take your walk with Christ seriously. You take your walk with Jesus Christ seriously. You know, it's so much, you know, even you're hearing people that are calling themselves Jesus, or, you know, or Jesus, or, you know, anything. I mean, we believe in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There was only one, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And so, you know, and we speak in authority of his powerful name. You know, demons tremble at the name of Jesus. There's no other name like the name of Jesus. You know, even I do a page on YouTube, De Ayudando a la Gente, when I'm not doing anything at the Ready Church. Sometimes you find me there, and if, you know, our host here is needs me to fill in or talk about a given discussion. As for today, it was music, gospel music. I will do that. But on the Ayudando a la Gente page, it was a lady who was on the bus who would not back down. I mean, the lady, it was another lady that was on the bus, a young lady that was up in the bus driver's face. Yes, on like the HRT or something like that. I believe I didn't get to see the outside of the bus, but whoever took the video was on the inside. And there was so much going on. The young lady was cussing at the bus driver, and then she started fussing and cussing at the older lady, and the older lady was rebuking her in the name of Jesus. She told her, say, to get off this bus. The lady got off the bus. You know, there's something about the name Jesus. You know, it's a powerful name. At this time, I will pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I honor you. I appreciate you. God, I thank you for being God, and knowing that besides you, there is no other. God, I pray for every listener that is out here, God, that something that I said, that it would change their life, God, that they will be standing up bold for you, God, as you are calling for these last evil days, God, that we will be the ready church that you are crying out for and that you want us to be, God, that someone's life will be changed and that they will be drawn into the truth, God, because so many have fallen by the way, God. God, help us to stand. Help us to be the remnant of people that will stand and endure to the end. For we know that it's a long journey, and that you're going to guide us through it, that we're going to follow your voice and you only. There are many voices, but we want to follow your voice. And help us to know your voice, God. Help us to follow you all the way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Ayudando a la gente, the Ready Church. God bless you.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. From the tree, she would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives.
Don't you be